My reading today is from a posting of Mystic Moon Wizard, taken from the CD, This Winter's Night by Mother Tongue. Have you ever wondered why there's so much singing at Christmas? This is the story of the very first song. It's a true story, just as all stories are true, if you believe them. The story begins a long, long time ago, when Earth and Sun made the first beings, the very first plants and animals and people. It was springtime, and the sun shone warm and bright from his high perch above, and Earth, proud mother that she was, held and fed her newborns and relished them with tenderness and love. It was a time of joy. It was a time of great delight. The moon waxed and waned time and again in the night sky, and the children of the earth grew well and strong through summertime. They played and danced, and earth and sun watched over them. Then autumn came, and the earth began to sleep much longer each day. She grew tired and pale. She could no longer feed her children and had no new strength to make new life. High above, the sun grew more distant and took longer to return each morning. The nights grew longer and cold winds blew where none had blown before. And then one day, Earth went to sleep and did not wake up. She wrapped herself in a blanket of snow and rested her tired head on pillows of dried leaves, and she did not wake up. Her children could do nothing to rouse her from her slumber. They prodded her, they called her, but she would not awaken. In the sky, the sun was nowhere to be seen, and the children of the earth felt fear and also felt despair. This was the longest night that they had ever known. What shall become of us, they pondered. Earth Mother sleeps, and Father Sun is oh so far away that we can barely see him in the sky. He is much too far to hear our call. What shall we do? So they brought their questions and their fears to the moon, the sister of the sun, for they knew not where else to turn. She closed her eyes and took a long, slow, deep breath and looked within herself and awoke thoughts that had never been awakened until then. She opened her soft eyes and said, "When hope is lost, the best way to get it back is with a song. Climb the tallest trees, the biggest hills and the mountains, and Yule a song to reach the sun." Now, Yule is a word from one of the world's oldest tongues. It is related to words like yell or yodel, and it means to call out in song. But the first beings had never heard a song, so once again they sought the moon's advice. "How shall we Yule?" they asked. "How shall we sing a song?" "Take the best of what you have," she said, "the best of what you are. Take what you love. Take what you cherish most. Take your joys, your dreams, your fondest hopes, and weave them all together in a sound." And so they did. They climbed atop the tallest trees, the mountains, and the hills. They stood in all the places that would bring them closest to the sun. They shut their eyes and thought and felt the best of thoughts and feelings and dreamt the best dreams. And as they did, their voices rang out and made a bridge of song across the sky to reach the distant sun. He heard and turned and smiled and wrapped himself in all his light and warmth and sped to where the Yuling voices called. As he drew near, the sleeping earth did stir and dreamed a dream of spring. And so the wheel of life made its first turn, and hope and joy prevailed. And ever since that time of year has been called Yule in honor of the song. But the first song did not end. It had such power, such a lure, that the first beings kept singing it throughout. And then the second beings born of the earth took up the song, and as did the third. And so ever since, it has gone through years and years until this very day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sometimes the song is very soft and scarcely can be heard among the din and clatter of our lives. But when Yule comes, it rises and swells in memory of that night when the sun heard and light and life returned. So let us always sing our thanks to those who went before and sing our songs. If you think of songs, they are the vibrations of our life. They are the parts that bring us aliveness, helps us shed some of the sorrows and despairs and concerns that we have. Dr. Emoto, if you've ever heard of him, wrote a book called The Hidden Messages in Water. And he was able to take frozen water and cut it and photograph it in such a way that he was able to see the crystals that were formed from them. And he did some experiments with them. He would take some water and play hard rock music, and then he would play the classics, and then he would play different types of songs, and he would then look to see what kind of crystals were formed. What he discovered was when there was that hard rock and kind of that angry music, the crystals became deformed. They were not able to be the beautiful crystals that when he was able to see with the words love and gratitude and the songs of the classics and all the beautiful songs, they were the ones that formed the most beautiful crystals of all. And he thought of that. He thought of the vibrations that we need. If we look at our bodies, we are almost completely made of water. And so we need to look at our vibration. What are we surrounding ourselves around? What are we bringing into our soul, into our beings? Andrew Cohen gave out a story a while ago about a native tribe that when the woman became pregnant with her child, she went out into the forest, the jungle, and listened for the song for her child. And when she heard the song, she came back to the village and she taught everyone in the village the song. So when the baby was being born, everyone gathered around and sang the song of welcome, sang the song of invitation, sang the song for this new being that was coming into the world. And at different parts of their life, at certain milestones, they would sing the song to that person. They would sing it when they went to school or when they first took their first job, when they got married, when they had their first job, all of it to honor and celebrate the being that was there. And they also would sing it at a different time. If for whatever reason that person, that soul, that being got off track, became angry, upset, was doing things that were not of service to himself, herself, or for the village. And they would gather the person and they would be surrounding them and they would sing the song to help that person remember who they truly were, bring back to them their being, bring back the vibration that would make them whole. We look at this vibration as very important. Our songs are what brings us together. There was a TV show called Alec McBeal, and I don't know if any, a lot of you might not have known it, but at one point she goes to a therapist who was played by Tracy Ullman, and they're talking, and all of a sudden the therapist goes, "Okay, what is your song?" She goes, "What are you talking about? What is your song?" She goes, "Oh, everybody has to have a song." And Alec's going, "I don't even know what you're talking about." She goes, "It's a song. You song, you sing when you forget yourself, a song in joy, a song. It's the song that's yours." And it made me think of going, "Well, do I have a song?" You know, it's like, and I do. It's a song at different times when I hear it on the radio. Sometimes it's like, "Oh, thank you. That just made me feel loved again, made me feel whole. And so I invite you to think about your song. What is something that would help you get through those days where it does get dark and we need to bring back the light for ourselves? This is the time of year that we truly celebrate the light. We look at Yule, which is the understanding of the longest night, going now into the days getting brighter. We're grateful for Christmas that brings the light of the world to us. Kwanzaa, and certainly Hanukkah. All of this is about the light. And how do we bring the light? We need to look at our vibrations. We need to look to what are we surrounding ourselves? What are we bringing forth with it? So I invite you to sing a lot this season. Listen to music that feeds your soul and maybe find that song that is your song. Thank you.